this Sunday with Holy Week coming up, we begin to be immersed into the Lord's most difficult hour, the time for his passion and cross is coming close, and soon the Lord will encounter great suffering in his passion and death. Now, in the face of all of this, what is the Lord's response? How does he prepare to encounter the cross and all the suffering involved? His response in the face of suffering is to introduce the concept of redemptive suffering. And that is a kind of suffering that brings about life. Very much like a seed needs to fall to the ground and die in order to give fruit. In all honesty, this is a hard message to hear. No one wants to suffer. And it is actually within us to try to avoid suffering at all cost. And to some extent, it is good and actually healthy that we want to avoid certain forms of suffering. If there is a hole on the ground in front of us, we will most likely want to walk around it in order to avoid falling into the hole and hurting ourselves. And this is the good thing to do. It is also true, however, that in this world of ours, there are certain forms of suffering that we just cannot avoid. No one can prevent ever getting sick or ever losing a loved one. No one can avoid ever making mistakes or suffering the consequences for those mistakes. Sometimes suffering is just the necessary means in order to obtain a higher good. When someone is about to undergo a surgery, that person knows that there will be pain involved, but it will all lead to greater health and well-being. So, in the face of unavoidable or necessary pain, what do we do? What is the Christian way to deal with suffering? The Christian Catholic way is one, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ and him crucified. Yes, suffering will come our way at some point in our lives or at various points in our lives. And this is just part of being a fallen creature in a fallen world. Yet, we do not have to suffer alone, nor our suffering has to be or needs to be meaningless. All of us, the church, have the capacity to join our suffering to the Lord's own suffering on the cross. And the good news of the gospel is that in doing so, if we suffer and die with him, we will rise and live with him as well. What is the difference between a cross and a crucifix? A cross may or may not have Christ crucified on it. A crucifix refers to a cross that has Christ on it. The one here in church, for example, is a crucifix because it has Christ crucified on the cross. All of us present here bear a cross in life, or multiple crosses. And today's invitation is that we turn our cross into a crucifix by inviting Christ crucified into our struggles and challenges. And once again, if we suffer and die with him, we will rise and live with him as well. When it comes to suffering, unavoidable or necessary suffering, there is hope because we can do something about it. We can do something with it. We can actually suffer, quotation marks, well, end quotations. And what does suffering well mean? It means suffering with Christ and joining our pain to his so that it may bring about life, just as Christ's passion and death brought about life for the world, indeed eternal life. A mother's pain, when in labor, is rewarded by the gift of a new son or daughter. Christ's suffering and death on the cross was rewarded by the Father who on the third day raised him from the dead. If we suffer and die with Christ, we will also enjoy the gift of the risen life with him.